for the finest in community radio. This is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to start off with some music from Bob Cooper. Bob Cooper, a famous musician from the West Coast, long associated with Stan Kenton. We're going to start off with a recording that he made for the Capitol label back in 1955. Actually, this one is from May 14th, 1954. It features Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Bud Shank on baritone sax, Howard Roberts on guitar, Joe Mandrigan on bass, and Shelly Mann is on drums. We're going to listen to an original from Bob Cooper. It's entitled Solo Flight. A fine example of Bob Cooper's dexterity on the tenor sax and the fact that he's aided by some very capable musicians, including Bud Shank, with some blistering baritone sax there, and some nice guitar work from Howard Roberts. That was a track written by Bob Cooper entitled Solo Flight. We're going to go back now to 1946 and listen to some music from one of the greatest jazz drummers ever, Gene Krupa. February the 26th, recorded at Radio Recorders in L.A., we're going to listen to a couple of tracks, starting off with Calling Dr. Gillespie, and we're going to follow that with Begin the Begin. Now, some of the people that appeared in this band, I think, that really made the band stand out were Charlie Ventura on tenor sax and Red Rodney on trumpet. And a little later on, we're going to hear Jerry Mulligan, who became part of the band as well. And you can also hear, of course, not only Gene Krupa's fine drumming, but the way that he arranged some of the tunes. So let's start off with Calling Dr. Gillespie, and we'll follow that up with Begin the Begin.
Thank you.
That was Begin the Begin from Cole Porter featuring Gene Krupa and his orchestra. And just before that, we heard Calling Dr. Gillespie. Now, what makes these recordings so special is that they were never officially released to the public. They were released to radio stations on 16-inch acetate recording. And they've been all put together by the good folks at Mosaic Records from Stamford, Connecticut, and presented here in their entirety for the first time, because over the years there was a splattering of recordings that were issued at various times and various labels featuring these 16-inch acetates, and they were never assembled into one package. So it's nice to go back and listen to these recordings again, and they've really cleaned them up significantly. They're clean, they're sharp and vibrant, and you can really hear the orchestra. We're going to listen now to Duke Ellington's medley and Dear Old Southland, and this is from February the 3rd, 1947, recorded in New York City, again featuring the Gene Krupa Orchestra. And we're going to listen to a very interesting version of the medley, because parts of the medley feature Mood Indigo, Prelude to a Kiss, Solitude, In a Sentimental Mood, and Sophisticated Lady. So let's give a listen now to the Gene Krupa Orchestra on In Transition.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. My name is Randy McElligott, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 FM. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. We just heard a George Williams arrangement of a Duke Ellington medley featuring the Gene Krupa Orchestra. We heard Sophisticated Lady in a Sentimental Mood, Solitude, Prelude to a Kiss, and Mood Indigo. And just before that, Dear Old Southland, also arranged by George Williams. These were recordings made in 1947. And as I said before, they were 16-inch transcription service discs distributed to radio stations just after the war. Now, there's a drummer mentioned in the notes. His name is Joe Dale. He traveled and performed with the orchestra as a relief drummer with Krupa. Now, I don't know if it's probably highly unlikely that he played on any of the sessions that were recorded on these 16-inch transcriptions. But I do know that when Gene Krupa was playing during this time period, he was involved in some legal trouble on the West Coast. One of his musicians was caught with marijuana, and there was a whole mess there with possession and all that, and Gene Krupa got involved, and that all eventually got sorted out. But in the meantime, I think Joe Dale stepped in as his substitute drummer at the time. We're going to move on now to some music from Bill Holman, one of the great arrangers in jazz, and listen to a couple of tunes, Sparkle and Tanglefoot. These are both arranged by Bill Holman, and they feature Herb Geller on alto sax. Holman is on tenor sax, Bob Gordon on baritone sax, Don Farquhist on trumpet, Stu Williamson and Bob Anelfinson on valve trombone, Curtis Counts on bass, and certainly one of my favorite drummers from the West Coast, Stan Levy. These were recorded at Capitol Studios in L.A., May the 4th, 1954. As I've said before, we're going to go for two numbers, Sparkle and Tanglefoot. Thank you. That was music from Bill Holman, and a fine example of some of the excellent arranging that this man was capable of. We heard two tracks, Tanglefoot and Sparkle, a recording from May the 4th, 1954. We're going to listen to some music now from Harry James, one of the trumpet players that Benny Goodman was very, very impressed with when he was with Benny Goodman's band many years ago. We're going to listen to some recordings that he made, and this one that we're going to listen to was made June the 21st, 1955 in Los Angeles. It's entitled James Session, and we're going to follow that up with the Music Makers. Now, James Session might have a bit of overdubbing on it, but we're going to listen to that, and it's a very special track because it features the dexterity and the force at which Harry James was able to play, and we get a chance to really hear him cut loose on this one. And as I've said before, we'll follow that up with Music Makers. Harry James with Music Makers, and before that, James Session, a blistering composition featuring the great trumpet of Harry James. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're coming to you each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. Let's go back to some more music from Bob Cooper. This time we're going to listen to three recordings from June the 14th, 1955. We're going to listen to All or Nothing at All, Round Midnight, and Tongue Twister. Now this session features Bud Shank on flute, alto sax, and tenor sax. Bob Cooper is on tenor sax, oboe, and English horn. He also arranges as well. Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, tenor, and baritone sax. Bob Evanilson on tenor sax, bass clarinet, and valve trombone. We have John Grace on French horn, Claude Williamson on piano, and Ralph Pena is on bass. Rounding out the group, Shelley Mann is on drums. So let's give a listen now to some more music from Bob Cooper, starting off with All or Nothing at All.
Thank you.
music from Bob Cooper, and we just heard three tracks. The last one was Tongue Twister, and just before that we heard Monks Around Midnight, and then All or Nothing at All. And before I go any further, I'd like to wish each and every one of you out there a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you're enjoying the long weekend, and I know that Gordon and I have much to be thankful for, especially when it comes to this great music that we call jazz, and the fact that we have an opportunity to play this music here at CHUO-FM each and every Sunday. So let's get back to the music now with some more music from Gene Krupa. This time we're going to listen to the Gene Krupa Trio featuring Charlie Ventura on tenor sax, Teddy Napoleon on piano. Now, Charlie Ventura, I remember years ago, there was a listener that would call me frequently requesting that I play Charlie Ventura because he had such a beautiful sound to his playing, as you're going to hear in just a couple of seconds. So I finally got around to featuring some of his music off and on over the years, but this is a great trio session from April the 1st, 1946, recorded at Radio Recorders in L.A. We're going to listen to 10 Ritchie Drive, follow that up with How High the Moon, and then we're going to conclude with Dark Eyes.
Thank you. Thank you.
One thing that Gene Krupa and Harry James had in common was Benny Goodman. They both played with Benny Goodman and offered considerably to the Benny Goodman charts and compositions over the years. We just heard Gene Krupa in a wonderful trio session. I love his drumming on that last number, which was Dark Eyes. Before that, we heard How High the Moon, and we started off with a quirky number called 10 Ritchie Drive. Well, I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And we're going to continue with more music from Harry James. This time we go to Los Angeles, July the 1st, 1958. And we're going to listen to a couple of numbers. We're going to start off with I Want a Little Girl, and then we're going to listen to a Neil Hefti arrangement of it's actually based on 1 o'clock jump from Basie. They call it the new 2 o'clock jump, and it's actually quite an interesting number. So let's give a listen to some of this music from Harry James on In Transition.
Thank you.
Harry James with the new 2 o'clock jump. And just before that, I want a little girl. And I tell you, the new 2 o'clock jump, that was quite an arrangement from Neil Hefti. Towards the end there, the trumpets were really wailing in unison there. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, celebrating Thanksgiving all weekend. And we're going to continue with arranger, musician Bill Holman, with two more numbers. We're going to listen to Song Without Words and Awfully Busy. Bill Holman, mostly noted for his West Coast work with a number of bands over the years, and Bill Holman is still with us. As far as I know, he's still arranging and recording for many people. Let's give a listen to Bill Holman with Song Without Words.
Thank you.
There you go. Another fine example of Bill Holman's excellent arranging. We just heard Awfully Busy and Song Without Words. We're going to conclude this afternoon with some music from Gene Krupa. We're going to spend the last half hour of the show listening to some more music from this gifted drummer. And we're going to start off with Indiana, and then we're going to continue from there. So let's listen to some more music from Gene Krupa and his orchestra on In Transition.
Funny now and then, how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. The new gals I meet are so tame, for I haven't met a chick so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame. I had wings on my shoes. I wish I had wings on my shoes. Wanna fly home to Virginia. Got a whole life to continue. Wish I had wings on my shoes. I wish I were high in the sky, like birds on the wing, I would fly. Where the warmth of home can cheer me, and I have my loved ones near me. Wish I had wings on my shoes, flying home, flying home. In every dream I'm always flying home. I wish I had wings on my shoes. Wish I had wings on my shoes. In each prayer I keep confessing, getting home will be a blessing. Wish I had wings on my shoes. Some wings on my shoes.
till the day I die. Got a face like a fish, shaped like a mop. When he comes home, I holler, re-bop, de-bop. But I love that man better than I do myself. Here I am, all alone upon the shelf, on the shelf.
You're listening to Gene Krupa on In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we just listened to a Boogie Blues, Up and Atom, Wings on My Shoes, My Old Flame, and Indiana. And we're going to continue now with Hop, Skip, and Jump. And that wraps things up for another edition of In Transition, but we're not finished yet. We're going to go with about one or two more numbers from Gene Krupa. Well, we just featured music from Bill Holman, Bob Cooper. Who else did we feature? Harry James and Gene Krupa on this edition of In Transition. Again, happy Thanksgiving to one and all. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, Ozzy's coming up at the top of the hour with German news, music, and commentary. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.